Hello, friends, and welcome back to Further North. I'm tired, guys. Pretty cooked. Been sick for like 3 weeks straight, so I apologize for the slower uploads, but welcome to the last episode of 2023. I think I'm going to take a little break and be back early in the new year. First couple of weeks of January, I'll be back. Don't worry about that. I'm not going away for very long at all, but I'm back to Tassie soon. Going to hang with the family for a bit over Christmas. New Year's, look, there might be beverages involved, so I'm not going to podcast hungover. Also, not really much going on, to be honest. We did have the leadership group announced, though, so we'll talk about that a little bit. Everyone's getting injured at training. We'll talk about that a little bit. But other than that, there's not really much to talk about. What I'm going to talk about at the start here, though, is just a massive, massive thank you for this year. Obviously, year one of Further North, and I had absolutely no idea that this many people were going to be listening, would interact with everything I do. I'd meet so many amazing new people and really start doing something to, you know, get people around the club a little bit more. I had no idea what it would sort of turn into when I started it. I did it because, you know, I was bored and I was hyped for Clarkson, and I love podcasts. I love listening to sports podcasts, and I just wanted to bring a little bit of my energy to it, to be honest. And yeah, people just like it and it's really cool. And when everyone was sending me, you know, screenshots of me in their best podcasts and all the numbers that I've been doing, it's really, really cool. So thank you to everybody who's listened to one episode, every episode, has commented on everything. You know, I don't want to just gush and talk about how thankful I am the whole time, because that's boring for you guys to listen to, but it is incredibly sincere. Massive shout out straight off the bat to Marnie, coming on the podcast all the time. Marnie, if you're listening to this, you are the best. We've become not only, you know, sort of co-hosts on a podcast, but friends as well. And, you know, once again, something that I didn't know would be happening out of this podcast is meeting new people. So thank you, Marnie. You are great. Hopefully you are on here a lot more in 2024. And if you're not, no, you got no choice. You're coming on. There's a lot of Hugh Greenwood chat to talk about. Close to a flag, boys. Thank you very much once again. Didn't expect to be involved with anybody surrounding North Melbourne, sort of creating things. And yeah, those guys were great. They gave me the first shout out for the podcast to get it out to you guys. And it's fun hanging out with them. We get along really well. We're going to be doing more, I hope, in the future. If you listen to this, guys, please still hang out with me. But it's been great to go to the AFLW with them, get them on the podcast. And Bay 29 has been fantastic, and something that I've said many times has got me back into going to the footy more and being more excited to go, because we're not the best team in the league, you know. Let's say it how it is. But Bay 29 goes off every single time. Admin 3, your Kanga 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 chants are fantastic. And the banter from the other guys is elite as well. So hopefully they'll be back on next year. I have not asked them yet, but we've got some things cooking. Don't worry about that. So they'll be back bigger and better next year. Their page is always bloody good, isn't it? So I'll be following all the memes and the banter. Other than that, just anyone else who's sort of featured, Dylan, you know, about free agency, came on and we got along really, really well. So hopefully he'd like to come back on. I'm saying all this without asking or telling them I'm doing this podcast, by the way. So, you know, I feel like we've all got along pretty well, guys. But if anyone's listening and doesn't want to come back on, please don't embarrass me right now. But yeah, Dylan, you were great. A great contributor and some insight. And the fans actually really, really liked him. And he is Aiden Bonner's biggest fan, which is disgusting. But hey, I'm here for it. I like his passion. Joel as well, fantastic, coming on and giving me the draft insight. What an absolute draft nut job he was. And he predicted basically our entire, you know, back half of our draft, those last three picks we did. So, you know, he will be back bigger and better than ever for next draft, but I'm sure we'll get his opinion through the season as well. And it's been cool, you know, it's like creating a little community of people for the podcast. So I didn't just have to do it by myself all the time. You know, it's much better listening to me waffle on with Marnie here, or, you know, admin 3, admin 2, one of those blokes. So, you know, thank you guys for contributing to this podcast, because you have made it what it has become as well. It's not just me doing this, it's you guys as well. fantastic to everyone who's come on this year. It's cool. We're getting a little like Arsenal fan TV group of people to come on. And there's a bunch of stuff I'd like to do next year as well that'll make that more fun as well. Just as an example, I'm going to start filming it next year. I've been saying this for a while. I've been lazy, but I'm going to start filming it before next season starts. I'm going to try and get you guys to be able to send voice messages to me after games as well, so I can play some of them on the podcast. And the club champ, Sean Added Club Champ, will be back. All the regular segments will be back. And, you know, it's hopefully intermingling with Dean and Jason from the other two North Melbourne podcasts as well. I think the three-way pod we did was really, really fun. And maybe we'll try and get together and do like a pre-season one. Once again, have not asked them yet, but if you guys are listening, that is on my mind and I'm writing it down in my notes right now. Let's do a pre-season pod. So yeah, there's all the thank yous out of the way. I guess we'll just talk about you guys one more time. Once again, everyone who's ever listened to me talk about North Melbourne, it genuinely baffles me that this many people are into it and I appreciate it so, so much. This is genuinely a thing that I didn't know how big it would be and it's grown beyond my wildest dreams. You know, and I just really appreciate it. You know, you guys don't have to listen. You take the time out of your days while you're driving just to listen to me talk about my club that's won like three games. But hey, I'm trying to make it fun and engaging. And by the time we're at the top of the ladder, mate, we're going to be the biggest thing out. So thank you to everybody who's listened, followed the socials, commented on anything, voted on the polls, the Sean Adler Club Champ, all that sort of stuff is fantastic. So bigger and better things for the Further North podcast next year. But please don't forget about me because I need a little break. I'm going to take a few weeks off and then I'm going to come back. So don't forget about me, guys. We are planning something for February as well. I'm not going to give too many details. There's still things to work out about it. But there is something really cool and exciting, hopefully going to start or come in February for all of you listeners. So more to come in January about that. But please stay tuned for that because something I would like to be a mega success. And I think you guys would love and enjoy. It involves beers. So anyway, stay tuned for all of that. That's enough. Let's talk about the actual North Melbourne Football Club because you guys don't want to listen to me waffle and gush and get emotional, you know? All right, leadership group. Let's talk about the leadership group. I think you guys have been pretty excited to hear my thoughts on the leadership group because there's one of my best friends is in the leadership group. But let's talk about the other guys first. So the leadership group is, I'm sure all of you know, but hey, let's recap it. We've got co-captains once again. Luke McDonald and Jai Simpkin are captains. Was I personally hoping for a single captain? Yes. I would probably prefer Simpkin captain and Larky and McDonald vice captains, but we're going back around with the dual captain thing. Seems to be getting more popular in the league, and I'm not really sure why. I'm not really sure what the benefit of co-captains is. I definitely like just one guy at the face of the club, but maybe I'm too old school. I don't know. But we've got Nick Larky as our vice captain as well. Fantastic that Nick Larky has got that. I think he should be captain. I like Jai, but Larky, I think, is future captain material for sure. Marnie was always talking about how well he sort of spoke at the Sid Barker medal. And he just seems to show real passion and actual leadership on the field. He doesn't seem to be afraid to call his teammates out, to bark at people to get into certain positions. And when you are the All-Australian in our team, you just demand that sort of respect because everyone needs to try and get to your level. So I love that Nick Larky is vice-captain and I think one day hopefully captain. I think he's my favourite player in this team. And what a man, a very, very handsome man at that. So well done, Nick Larky, and we're excited for an 80-goal season, maybe 100 next year, and another All-Australian, maybe the captain for sure. So we've got Bailey Scott in there as well, which was a very interesting one. I haven't heard too much about Bailey Scott being a leader personally. But clearly, they vote by from their peers and everything like that, you know. So everyone in the club will put down their, I think, 5-4-3-2-1, like a vote for everybody who they want. And some people seem to not like that the players vote. Some people do seem to like that. I'm not sure where I stand on it. I guess I can see the argument for it being a bit of a popularity contest, but they're professional footballers. I think we can trust that they're going to vote for someone who actually leads. And Simpkin, we know. Larky, we know. At the end of the day, I know we have our different opinions on McDonald, but McDonald is a good leader at the club. He's blue and white through and through, and they're the sort of guys you do want to be at the helm. So I sort of trust the players have voted in the right people. You'd think if they were just voting their mates, Ball would probably be captain because he feeds them all. So, yeah. Bailey Scott is a very good one. I think he has been consistently in our top three best and fairest for the last 3 years. Clearly sets a standard. He's always killing the time trials, and every single game he works his socks off. Up and down that wing, and doesn't stop until that final siren goes. So that is a standard setting in itself. So congratulations to Bailey Scott being in that leadership group. Harry Sheezel in the leadership group. Now, once again, difference of opinion with this one. I love that Harry Sheezel is in this group. Clearly, our rising star, our best and fairest winner. If a guy is setting standards at 19 years old, you've got to cherish that, and you've got to show how valuable he is to the club. And I think putting him as part of the leadership team, this guy's going to be in there for the next 10 to 15 years and arguably could be captain one day as well. So we're actually getting some good leaders in this club, because I really do think Larky, McDonald, Simkin and Sheezel are really, really good leaders. Bailey Scott, I guess I haven't seen that from him yet, but his example on the field definitely suggests he can. So clearly there's been stuff going on at training if his peers are voting for him. So it's good. About time we've got a really, really good leadership group going and people that we can all see actually have leadership qualities. As an example, like Ben Mackay last year, did he really lead? Did he really? Because clearly I think on his mind he was going all year, and I feel like we may have put him in the leadership group to try and keep him around. But, you know, you'd never see him barking orders. He wasn't a big personality. You know, I'm not saying he wasn't a good leader. I wasn't there. But just from what we can see from the outside, maybe didn't seem like, you know, the guy is going to get the boys up and about and stand up in big moments. So, you know, now I think we've got a much better crop of leaders moving forward. But last bit on Sheezel, yeah, no issue with a 19-year-old being in there. If he's showing it and his peers are voting for him, no issue whatsoever. He clearly sets standards on the field. And from all reports from preseason training already, he is he's dictating things on the pitch. He's showing people where to go, and he's he's really commanding his area, I guess, as well. I've heard, you know, they're sort of trialing in midfield and forward a little bit, and he seems to be shining wherever he goes, still picking up possessions and knows where to be at the right time. And once again, leading is all about setting the example visually. So I think he's all over that. He speaks well in the interviews as well. So it wouldn't be surprising once he gets a bit more confidence through the group, he's going to be able to go up to players and have those conversations. So let's talk about what you're all here for to hear me say. The last man in our leadership group is Aiden Corr. Now, is Aiden Corr going to be as good next year because he hasn't got Kane Turner overlapping handballs to receive? Clearly not. Okay, let's get serious. We've all known all season last year, Aiden Corr was not my favourite player. Aiden Corr historically has not been my favourite player. I have acknowledged how good his last 2 months of the season were last year, and they were fantastic. And if he plays like that all next year, I will be converted. But we know the gripe for me with Aiden Corr, which is the previous years he's had at North Melbourne, apart from those 2 months, have been very, very grim. Has he turned the corner? I'm not convinced. Only because I need to see it more consistently next year. I'm fully willing to be turned around on Aiden Corr. On the field, anyway. He seems like a nice bloke off the field. That's not what I meant by that. I more meant like, as for a leader, I can actually see why he's in our leadership group. And it's a little bit of a gut feel. I do think he speaks well. And I do think he's got that experience. He's played in a grand final before. And he is going to be our main defender down there. I personally think Charlie Comyn will be the best defender in the back line, a key defender. But he's got experience in defence. He knows where people should be. And I just think he's got something about him that he can speak well and demand a little bit of respect. I feel like the group around him do respect him in that back line. And yeah, I actually don't think he's a bad fit for our leadership group. I know everyone probably isn't thinking I was going to say that, but if he can play like he did in the last 2 months next season, I'm all for him being in the leadership group because we need someone like that down back. I know McDonald is down there as well, but we need leaders back there because our back line is going to be rough next year. If Aiden Corr comes out and plays like he did every other second he has for North Melbourne apart from those 2 months it's going to look like a pretty shocking decision to put him in the leadership group. Someone who definitely can't stand up in big moments. So I think the jury's out on Aiden Corr for me. The last 2 months, you earned it, mate. But, you know, clearly my respect is the thing he wants to earn the most. No, he doesn't care. He doesn't know I exist. I'm just a guy sitting in a chair talking about a guy who's much more successful than me. But no, I really do hope Aiden Corr plays as well as he did those last 2 months next season, because we really need him to, and he could be a valuable member of our leadership group. So look, I'm giving Aiden Corr a chance next year. I've been hurt before, and do I expect to be hurt again? I think maybe, but if he can do what he did the last 2 months next season, you will slowly see me get turned around, and then you can all laugh at me and comment and message me and say how stupid I am. And I told you Aiden Corr was the best. And Marnie will come here and be like, oh, I love Aiden Corr so much, Josh. I told you he was so good. See, I've been saying this forever. And I'm like, Marnie, you hated him at the start with me too. And then we'll argue and you guys will love it because you like it when we fight. So let's see how that goes. Overall, I think a stronger leadership group this coming year than last year. And yeah, I really hope McDonald gets back to his form. Bailey Scott can step up in that leadership group. And yeah, fantastic job by Suve to be able to get in there. All right, let's talk about some injuries. Braden George obviously did his elbow. I think most of these guys are going to be back for January. So it's not like these are, you know, really, really concerning. But Aiden Corr obviously did his ankle as well. Braden George did his elbow. Today, as recording this on the Wednesday, I've just seen that Eddie Ford is in a moon boot after they did some match sim stuff. I'm not sure how long. That's all we sort of know. It is very concerning that these sort of injuries are piling up. I haven't heard much about Wardlaw as well. I should probably look into that. If any of you guys know how George is doing and if he's training, how much he's training with those hamstrings or how he's looking, please let me know because he could be our best player next year personally. But yeah, it's a little bit concerning that all these injuries are coming up. I guess the one way to look at it is that they are early in the preseason. They're going to have a break. And by the time we get to March when the season starts, they should be ready to go. Does it really matter when you're a club near the bottom of the ladder that you aren't, you know, 100% fit or had as much of a preseason going into the year? I don't think so. You know, North are probably going to have to warm into the year a little bit. I know we didn't last year, but I'd probably rather, you know, win a couple more in the middle of the season than just like the start and the end last year. Please don't put me through that, guys. But yeah, a little bit concerning with all of the injuries for me. We're going to have more depth. So I think that is good. And a guy like an Eddie Ford, obviously, we have many players in that position that we can deploy with Dersma and hopefully Zerha back. But yeah, I think these guys should be back by all reports, back by January. The other one as well, I've just remembered, is Taron Thomas. I think he had some minor groin surgery and he's on restricted duties as well. But once again, we'll be back. Other than that, I don't think there's anyone really, really crucial. I think there's little niggles going on and players that maybe aren't fully training now that will come back in January. But they're sort of the main ones that have come up. I think that is basically it, guys. We're just doing a real quick one, the last episode for the year. Probably not going to be my best podcast, this one. This has just been me with a mic chatting. I didn't take too many notes for this one. I got home from work. I'm tired. I need to go and eat some food and go and have a bit of time down in Tassie. I'm hoping to get some lobster down in Tassie as well, get that good Tassie seafood. But hey, that's enough waffle from me, guys. Thank you so much once again for listening to the Further North podcast and making it exactly what it is. Big exciting things in 2024 from me. Hopefully all the regulars back on again. Hopefully some more wins. And yeah, let's just do it together, guys. I love you. I appreciate you. I'll still be posting on the socials. Who knows? Maybe I will just put a story up on the Instagram with my feet up on the coast of Tassie with some lobster in hand. And you guys can just, you know, watch me eat lobster. Ugh, I'm waffling now. I do this at the end of every podcast. I don't want to leave. I'm like, oh, no, you say goodbye. No, no, you hang up first. No, you hang up first. This is what the connection we have, guys. This is the connection we have. A closer bond than any other podcast on the planet. That's why you are the best fans in the world. Let's make this thing bigger and better in 2024, team. Thank you so much. Don't be afraid to message me and comment on everything through the break. Let me know how you're going. Any insides on North, let me know if you guys go to any of the trainings or anything like that. And yeah, once again, we're a whole big family. Oh my God.
And Corona.
Fuck. All right. I'm done. See you guys. Thank you for listening. I'll be back first or second week of January. Not sure yet. Depends how lazy I am. Love ya. Bye.